The missing in action leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, has reappeared. North Korean state media are reporting on his visit to a residential complex for scientists. It's his first public appearance in more than a month, and he was walking with the aid of a stick. His unexplained absence has been fueling rumours that he was ill, or had been overthrown, or both, as Rachel Brown reports.
The last time the normally pervasive media presence Kim Jong-un stepped out in public was September the 3rd. He attended a concert with his wife and he was limping. Then he dropped off the radar, missing high-level talks and Friday's celebrations for his party's 69th anniversary. His prolonged absence has fed rumours he'd been replaced in a power struggle or was gravely ill. Bloomberg thought it was gout. India Today thought he'd broken both ankles because he'd grown fat eating too much cheese. But on the 41st day comes a sighting. North Korea's official news agency is reporting Kim Jong-un has visited a new residential complex for scientists working on a satellite program. The agency says,
looking over the exterior of the apartment houses and public buildings, decorated with diverse coloured tiles, Kim expressed great satisfaction, saying they looked very beautiful.
The news agency hasn't specified a date, but its reports usually come a day after such events. And the nation's official newspaper is running multiple photos of the leader standing with the aid of a walking stick.
Reports I've heard said that he had some kind of leg injury, possibly an Achilles tendon. So the fact that these pictures show him hobbling with a walking stick would probably lend some credence to that claim.
Dr. Benjamin Habib is a lecturer in international relations at La Trobe University. Dr. Habib says the longer Kim Jong-un was out of the public eye, the greater the conjecture about the stability of his position.
Particularly when you've got exchanges of gunfire or other high-level activities that are going on. So I think it was really important for the government to show Kim back in action. Now, I'd never lent much credence to any ideas that there might have been a coup or some kind of power play. If that eventuality had taken place, we would have seen some kind of increased security, a deployment of military forces in Pyongyang, maybe a lockdown of the country to foreigners. And we didn't see that. It was business as usual.
So were you bemused by the amount of disquiet in the international media around his absence?
I think the coverage tells us a lot more about us and how we view North Korea than it does about what was actually going on in the country. And this always happens with North Korea. Now, North Korea is not the closed shop. It's not the closed box that it has been in the past. Now, the information blockade has been cracked, but nonetheless, there's still limitations when it comes to corroborating information of events. And so the media steps into that vacuum with all kinds of conjecture.
Does it reveal vulnerabilities within the regime, i.e. what will happen if the leader dies without leading a succession plan?
Yeah, absolutely right. When Kim Jong-il had a 20-year apprenticeship in the lead-up to taking power when his father died in 1994. There were concerns that Kim Jong-un had only had a relatively short apprenticeship in the lead-up to his assumption of power at the end of 2011. At the moment, because Kim Jong-un is so young and has only been in power for a little while, there's no designated successor. So if he was to die unexpectedly or be deposed unexpectedly, there's not a clear succession plan about what comes next, and that could be highly destabilising.
That's Dr. Benjamin Habib from La Trobe University, ending that report by Rachel Brown.